sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
A new study has concluded that America has a drinking problem that's getting worse instead of better. That is right. We are boozing it up big time, folks. According to government researchers, one in eight Americans are now alcoholics. 49% more people getting a diagnosis of alcoholism than just 11 years ago. Now, in case you're keeping score at home, the researchers consider to be high-risk drinking when men consume five or more standard drinks on any day at least once a week over the last year. What kind of pansy-ass rating scale is that? Of course, then, we have all the... Just once a week? By that standard, me and all of my friends are alcoholics. Come on, once a week? That's a given. For God's sakes, that's a given. That's every Saturday night, most Fridays. Come on. I don't think that scale is really that accurate. At a handful of locations in California, Taco Bell is testing something called the Firecracker Burrito that features cayenne-flavored popping crystals. That's right. There's a new burrito at Taco Bell that is sprinkled with spicy pop rocks. I am convinced Taco Bell is run by stoned 18-year-olds. It has to be. Who else would think this up? Now, too, there's probably going to be some urban legend that pops up like, oh, don't eat that spicy burrito, that new Pop Rocks burrito, and then drink a soda. You'll die. It'll make your stomach explode. Remember that old urban legend with Pop Rocks? You can't have Pop Rocks with soda because you'll die? I'm sure that'll happen now at Taco Bell. And lastly, Taylor Swift took the witness stand yesterday to testify in the trial concerning a Denver DJ who allegedly groped her at a 2013 meet and greet. David Jackson Mueller is suing Taylor for damages, saying she and her management got him fired from his lucrative job. She countersued, alleging the assault. Mueller's asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars, while Taylor Swift wants $1, literally $1. And a moral victory. Reports from inside the court said Taylor handled herself well, scored plenty of points, saying, quote, I felt him grab onto my bare ass cheek. It was a definite grab, a very long grab. He stayed latched onto my bare ass cheek as I lurched away from him quite quickly. At one point, Mueller's attorney asked why her skirt didn't appear disturbed. Taylor shot back, saying, because my ass is located in the back of my body. So there you go. You can find the picture. It's all over the place now. It was finally released because it was Taylor wanted it, you know, kept under wraps. But now with the court proceedings going on, you can see it. So there you go. That's what happened. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?